deep at its core, the Christian religion is a touchy one. And by touchy, I don't mean fussy or overly sensitive. No, I mean contact. I mean sensation and proximity. There's a fancy theological word for all of that. It's called incarnation. You feel it too, but this has been for me a difficult season because the medium of my practice, my faith, is tactile, it's physical, it's touchy and tasty. It's all about the smell of wine, the feel of breadcrumbs, the sound of pouring water, and the body warmth of shaking hands and offering hugs. During this time of pandemic, we must and should stay 6 feet apart from one another. And I know that's the right thing. That's the good thing. It is the moral thing for us to do and commit ourselves to in these days. But it's also kind of the hard thing. And maybe that's why I miss it so much. You know, being touchy, sipping coffee, bumping fists and putting my hand on the tops of children's heads during Holy Communion. It wasn't long ago I read an article about what was called the Spanish flu. We have to come up with a better name for that event. But over 100 years ago, local congregations were going through this robust debate about whether or not it was all right to use this brand new technology of the time. They wondered if they could do religious services, wondered if they could offer prayers, wondered if they could share news by means of the telephone. It makes us smile now. But all of the stories that organize this season of the church year, those biblical accounts of Jesus' encounters with the disciples after the resurrection, all of them are touchy. All of them are about proximity and embrace. You remember those stories. You remember when Jesus comes to that locked room and Thomas is there, and what does he do? He demands to put his finger in the wound, put his hand in the side of Jesus. Or when Mary comes to the tomb. You know, she's there, and at first she mistakes him as the gardener, but then suddenly I can picture her with her arms wrapped around Jesus' knees, holding on for dear life. And then finally in this text too, Jesus meets them on the road, on the beach, and they are stirred and wondered, but it's when he breaks the bread. It's when there is that kind of sensation that happens between them that they realize again that this is Jesus, and he is with them even in that moment. You know, Taryn and I, sometimes we get together with the confirmation kids and we tell them that Jesus is God in a bod. But it's our way to help them remember, help ourselves remember, that this is how it works, how it always works. So God bless us today with this reminder that God's not afraid. God is not afraid to come among us with love and presence in the person of Christ, with human frailty, with temptation, with human experience. God is not afraid. Not afraid to come among us with skin and with pain and with tears. God's not afraid to come among us with love and with presence, not even afraid of death. So God bless us today in the things that we touch. When we wash our hands in the sink, when we pull those nice, warm, clean sheets up over our shoulders, when we have the sense of that fabric or that fresh paper of a face mask, when we pull it over our face when we're shopping. All of those moments of God's presence and God's love. In Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.